Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria môre 27, Emalahleni 26, Polokwane 24 en Mahikeng 29 grade.
In the traffic, N3 southbound, there's been a crash at Van Buren. It is backing things up through the Gululis interchange from both directions at the moment. And then in Pretoria, lots of traffic up through the Daspoort tunnel all the way from Transurane WF and Komo North, and a truck crash has closed a section of Eskom Patlele near Vonaghem.
In your sport headlines, the talks between the Sharks and Racing 92 stall over the transfer of Siya Kolisi, and Gwena Mapaka impresses the Protea coach.
Die departement van onderwys in Mpumalanga het 'n voorval op video waar 'n onderwyser 'n leerder se vlegsels afsny veroordeel. Die video is wyd versprei en die onderwyser is onmiddellik geskors. 'n Ondersoek is ook intussen geloods. Die departement se woordvoerder, Gerald Sambo.
It is not yet clear as to the facts that led to this incident, hence the decision to initiate an investigation. Teachers are expected to conduct themselves appropriately and professionally as guided by their professional ethics and conduct according to the South African Council for Educators. Hence, this conduct is deemed inappropriate.
Die Gautengse polisie het 'n multimiljoen rand se dwelmlaboratorium in Johannesburg ontdek. Dwelms ter waarde van 80 miljoen rand is gevind. Cliff Shiko berig.
Two people have been arrested following the discovery of the drug lab in Dudlandsdale. This is the country's third major drug bust in recent weeks. 3 weeks ago, police discovered drugs worth 300 million rand in four ways and rescued a businessman who was kidnapped. 9 people, including a kingpin from Zambia, were arrested in July. 5 suspects were arrested after a 2 billion rand drug lab was discovered in Groblersdal in Limpopo. The suspects included 3 Mexican nationals and 2 South Africans. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
Die Satswane het aan die nasionale energieregulator geskryf om Eskom se voorgestelde 40% tariefverhoging te verwerp. Die burgemeester Silje Brink sê die verhoging sal 'n onregverdige finansiële las op inwoners plaas. Hy sê die ekonomie sukkel steeds met die uitwerking van beerkrag. Die leier van die MK-party, Jacob Zuma, het die regmatigheid en impak van die party verdedig. Zuma het in Sandton aan die media gesê hoewel die MK-party onlangs gesig is, het dit reeds 'n betekenisvolle invloed op Suid-Afrikaanse politiek. Hy vra vir 'n fokus op prestasie eerder as om by kritiek vas te haak.
Now we can't look aside as if we don't know what happened. And we as citizens we don't want to correct that. We think we must live like this for the time. I think it's our time. Everyone who visited us must feel at home. We will never chase anyone away, but we say there must be equality.
En ten slotte, Hildeblyke stroom steeds in vir William Smith, wat bekend was vir sy wiskunde en wetenskapklasse en lesse op televisie. Die 85-jarige wat onlangs met kanker gediagnoseer is in Perth, Australië oorlede. Die Rhodes Universiteit van Smith destyds gestudeer het, het sy nalatenskap sal voortleef.
Over the years, Smith reached many young people in South Africa and beyond, for whom his televised lessons were the only quality instruction they received in mathematics and science.
Dit aan woordvoerder Christel de Tooy. Mooi weer môre, Pretoria 27, Johannesburg 27, Mbombela 19, Polokwane 24, Pusena 29 en Rustenburg 30 grade. Ek is Chanel September, top story at the Sour Gauteng Police have uncovered a multi-million rand drug lab in Douglasdale, north of Johannesburg.
This is Four in a Row. Every day from 6 p.m. on The Drive with Robin Ross, Jacaranda FM.
Been a hell of a week, but we made it. Yeah, we made it. Hear the bar shutting down, but we're staying. Yeah, we're staying. Only got so long.